Padres and Nationals. Chris Spire, the acting manager, on Friday as Dusty Baker would be attending his son's graduation. What kind of a day would Max Scherzer have? Well, we'll soon find out. Bottom of the fourth, Michael Taylor at the plate.
That ball is hammered to left center. See you later. Michael A. Taylor, third of the year. 3-1.
Max winds and delivers. Swing and a miss. Blew him away with a fastball. This will be an 0-2. It's on the way. Swung on and missed. A cutter running in on him. Here's Harper.
Harper, high in the air. See you way later. Upper deck. Number 15, the Nats on top, 5-1.
Lines into the windup. Here's the kick and the 1-2. Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. Number 13.
What a night for Max Scherzer. Great effort, great performance.
5-1 Nationals is your final score. Needless to say, Max Scherzer gets the win. He goes 8 2/3 and notches his 53rd career game with at least 10 strikeouts. The Nats are now back on track, winning 4 of their last 5. Max Scherzer goes 8 2/3 with 13 strikeouts while notching his 5th win of the year. The Nats beat the Padres 5-1. Here's what Scherzer had to say.
I just really wanted to get my hands higher. When I started with my hands and when I break my hands where they want to, that's when all my pitches act, they locate better and they just break better. And so that was obviously the Atlanta start really told me that I needed to make that fix, and I did it. It's really the changeup. When I can get my changeup going and really throw that where I want to, throw it in the zone and throw it out of the zone, it really sets up both my slider and curveball. And then it's just Weeder's back there calling a game, and you're staying within the game plan. So that's what's fun, is when you get in rhythm with your catcher, and then everything just works. Of course, when you hear the fans going crazy like that, cheering your name, there's nothing like it in this world. So that's where I just reach back and throw as hard as I can. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to complete it, but sure enough, for a heck of an outing.
Chris Spire, who filled in as acting manager on Friday, helped lead the Nats to a 5-1 victory against the Padres, thanks in large part to a brilliant performance by Max Scherzer. Here's what Spire had to say.
When it started, he had a good life fastball. And when he started pounding that slider for strikes, that's a real good sign. You're looking at something probably pretty special that might happen. The second time, no. The first time was, he wanted it, and I would have been booed like crazy had I taken him out. And the thought about a complete game, entered my mind. So he gave me an opportunity to try. That was one of the longest home runs I've seen hit. It really was. And I think he's kind of understood that now. A guy like that that's on a roll, or in that role, he realizes, his value is also getting on base, because, this team right now is, swinging the bat pretty well, and not just Bryce, the people around him and behind him. Scherzer on the hill and 3 homers, that's a pretty good formula, because I didn't do a darn thing the whole game.
Bryce Harper gave the Nats some insurance in the 7th with a 2-run upper deck shot to right. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I think Max did the ball great tonight. Really went out there and competed and got some runs up there early. Trey Turner homer, and then Mike T coming up there and hitting a 2-run shot as well. So, it's on night you go out there with Max out there. Something special might happen. And tonight I threw the ball great and looked like Max. I mean, I don't know. Just trying to hit the baseball and have good at bats. I think I like hitting off speed a little too much as well. So when I do get an off speed pitch, up in the zone, it's fun to hit. I take a chance and put a good swing on it and see what happens. I mean, just trying to stay as locked in as I can. Take a bat on the on deck circle as well and try to face that guy on the deck circle the best I can and try to lock it in on there. So taking that bat there, and then if I don't get a hit, then I already took my at bat. So just trying to maintain it and get better and see what I can do.
Things resume Saturday when Clayton Richard takes the hill for the Padres. He'll square off against Steven Strasburg.